The National Academy of Sciences is launching a study of how mountaintop removal coal mining impacts the health of those who live nearby. It's welcome news for many coalfield residents who have long worried about dust and dirty water from mountaintop removal. Benny Becker from the Ohio Valley Resource has more.
The blasting, dust, and water pollution from mountaintop removal mining has long been controversial. Things got even edgier in 2007 when Michael Hendricks published his first public health study on the topic, the first one done in the U.S.
I can literally remember hitting the run button on the computer and seeing that, yes, there really was something here. I was surprised.
Hendricks kept on studying the issue, and other researchers quickly followed suit. New studies linked mining to a variety of health issues for those living nearby, including increased rates of cancer and birth defects.
When I started, I was naive and thought that maybe the evidence would speak for itself, but I've learned that that's not how things work in the coal fields of West Virginia.
Coal is West Virginia.
For years, that jingle was brought to you by the West Virginia Coal Association. Bill Rainey, the association's president, says he doesn't trust Hendricks's research and also thinks it ignores a bigger health concern. The loss of mining jobs.
If he wants to come to southern West Virginia and eastern Kentucky coal fields today to see what unemployment has done to the health of people, when they don't have a job, then health suffers.
The mining industry sponsored its own studies to criticize Hendricks's research, and then Hendricks was called to testify in front of Congress, where he didn't exactly get a warm reception from Louisiana Congressman John Fleming.
You should be embarrassed to be here with a study like this.
Hendricks isn't the only person who found that politics can become challenging when you start advocating for research on the health risks of mountaintop removal. In 2013, in eastern Kentucky, state, local, and federal officials formed an organization called Shaping Our Appalachian Region, or SOAR. The idea was to explore how the region can adapt to a changing economy and fewer coal jobs. Dr. Nikki Stone chaired a health working group which heard people's concerns about mountaintop removal at each of its 16 listening sessions.
It came out in every meeting. I think people have been afraid to talk about that issue for a long time, but it ended up at the top of our list.
Dee Davis was part of the working group and is also director of the Center for Rural Strategies. He says a health study was among the working group's top priorities.
The CDC said you make a request and we'll send investigators in.
Then, the next time they heard from the Centers for Disease Control,
the spokesperson said she would look into it. As far as I know, that was the last time anybody from CDC acknowledged the request.
Here's what Jared Arnett, SOAR's executive director, had to say about why these concerns weren't a priority for SOAR.
It's about uniting. And a lot of the things that may not be a part of SOAR that people want to be a part of SOAR are very divisive.
Dee Davis, on the other hand, says that health concerns need to come first.
If we're going to build an Eastern Kentucky economy that works, then our communities, they need to be places where people can live healthy lives.
CDC aside, research on this topic is moving forward. A study by the National Academy of Sciences was announced just last month, and the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences also has research underway, which Director Linda Birnbaum described during a recent visit to eastern Kentucky.
Now, I don't want to prejudge our report, but my reading of the literature is that it's not good for people's health.
I asked Michael Hendricks if he thinks these new government-backed studies mean we've turned a corner.
I hope that is a positive shift, but I'm going to wait and see what happens.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Whitesburg, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.